Yesterday, officials in New York told people in certain neighborhoods to get vaccinated against the measles or get fined up to $1,000. Most of the almost 300 cases in the city since last October have been among members of Brooklyn's Orthodox Jewish community, many of whom traveled to Israel, where there's also an outbreak. But the same kind of ban in nearby Rockland County, New York, was overturned by a judge. So far this year, there have been more than 400 cases of measles reported in 19 states. According to the CDC, the total number nationwide this year is the second greatest number in the U.S. since measles was eliminated in 2000. Let's take a look at New York's outbreak with Helen Branswell, senior writer for Stat News, the health and medicine publication. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Robin.
And what is behind the current outbreak? Is it just the lack of lack of vaccinations?
Yeah. So as you mentioned, these communities in New York City and Rockland County, which is north of Manhattan, have deep ties with Israel. There's a lot of movement back and forth between them, and Israel has been fighting an outbreak. So the thing about measles is if it's spreading somewhere and it finds its way into people who are unvaccinated, it will spread among them.
Yeah. Here is the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, speaking at a press conference as he declared a public health emergency. Let's listen.
So we have a specific situation here, which goes right down to the family level, where individual families, individual parents are making decisions. It does interconnect with the anti-vax movement, which is not just in this community, it's national, and is causing a lot of problems and dangers.
Well, so what can happen here? Because they are saying they will fine not just these, you know, families, but the schools can be shut down as well. And some schools are defying all these orders and allowing kids with measles to come in. One school did that and they had 40 new cases among the kids. Can a city force people to get vaccinated?
Well, at their press conference yesterday, no one said we are going to hold down people and vaccinate them if they are unvaccinated. What they said was, if we find somebody who has been in contact with a case who is not vaccinated, we will tell them they need to be vaccinated. And if they refuse to be vaccinated, they will be fined. I think the issue is here that what they're trying to do is really impress upon people this is very serious, and they are serious about trying to get this under control in the hopes that more people will be vaccinated and they can stop transmission.
Well, in the Rockland County ban, they banned unvaccinated children from visiting public places. I don't think there was a fine involved in Rockland County, but a judge overturned that ban. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with New York City's pledge of a fine if people don't vaccinate.
Yeah, it will be. I talked yesterday to quite a few public health law experts, and there is a fairly long tradition of the courts upholding public health laws that are meant to control the spread of infectious diseases. And some reason to think that this might survive court challenge, but it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. Well, measles are miserable. Those of us who have had it know. And by the way, this shot is for prevention of measles, mumps, and rubella. But, you know, measles are miserable. Cough, fever, maybe hospitalization, rarely death. So, you know, what is the urgency? Because some people might say, well, it's, you know, not the plague. So what is the urgency here?
Well, it is a serious disease, as you mentioned, but there are side effects that it can be very serious. You can have measles-related pneumonia. You can have encephalitis. Kids end up in ICUs. Back in the days before the vaccine was put into broad use, about 500,000 kids a year in the United States contracted the measles, and about 500 deaths a year occurred back then. So it is not insignificant.
That's Helen Branswell, senior writer for Stat News, the health and medicine publication. Helen, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.